What we're going to do with take two is start out with segment three at 225. I'll add new material at 200. I'll come back and do the second component at 250, and then we'll break again. Let's begin. As I indicated to you at the outset of this trial, the accused enters these proceedings presumed to be innocent. That presumption of innocence remains throughout the case until such time as the Crown has, on the evidence put before you, satisfied you beyond a reasonable doubt that the accused is guilty. Now, what does the expression beyond a reasonable doubt mean? Reasonable doubt is not an imaginary or frivolous doubt. It must not be based upon sympathy or prejudice. Rather, it is based on reason and common sense. It is logically derived from the evidence or absence of evidence. Even if you believe the accused is probably guilty or likely guilty, that is not sufficient. In those circumstances, you must give the benefit of the doubt to the accused and acquit because the Crown has failed to satisfy you of the guilt of the accused beyond a reasonable doubt. On the other hand, you must remember that it is virtually impossible to prove anything to an absolute certainty, and the Crown is not required to do so. Such a standard of proof is impossibly high. Reasonable doubt falls much closer to absolute certainty than to proof on a balance of probabilities. In summary, if based upon the evidence before the court, you are sure that the accused committed the offense with which he is charged, you should convict because this demonstrates that you are satisfied of his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. The rule of reasonable doubt applies to the credibility of the witnesses. This includes witnesses whose evidence you have heard by way of videotape statements. You do not have to decide on the credibility of an individual witness or a group of witnesses. You need not firmly believe or firmly disbelieve one witness or a group of witnesses. Simply put, if at the end of the case you have a reasonable doubt as to the guilt of the accused arising from the credibility or believability of a witness or witnesses, then you must find the accused not guilty. In this particular trial, the accused did not testify before you and he did not present any defense evidence. Although he had the option to do so, it is critical that I remind you that the accused does not have to present evidence or prove anything in this case. The accused is not obliged to prove his innocence. It is Crown Counsel who must prove the guilt of the accused beyond a reasonable doubt from start to finish. If Crown Counsel has not satisfied you of his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, you must find the accused not guilty of the offense with which he has been charged. As the judges of the facts, you will examine the evidence, assess the credibility of the witnesses, decide what weight you will give to the evidence, and decide what facts have been proven. Your duty to your community is to ascertain if a crime was committed and whether the accused committed the crime. You have a responsibility to ensure that he was not improperly convicted. In fulfilling this duty, you must remain entirely impartial. You have to decide on the guilt or innocence of the accused without fear, sympathy, or prejudice. If anyone has told you anything about this matter outside of this courtroom, or if you have read anything that is related, you must erase it from your mind. It is essential that you decide the outcome solely on the evidence that was presented during this trial. In my charge to you, it is likely I will give my opinion about certain evidence or state that something has been proven, but you are not bound by any opinion which I may express. The same principle applies to the arguments presented by both counsel. While you should give careful consideration to their submissions related to the facts, you are not bound by any opinion they may express. Their views are not evidence. The evidence you must consider is the testimony given by the witnesses under oath and the exhibits that were introduced, and nothing is proven as a fact until you find it to be so. I intend to briefly review the evidence with you, but if I neglect to mention certain evidence, it does not mean that it is not important. You must consider all of the evidence, whether I refer to it or not. Hello? Still alive? I know, pretty grueling, right? But don't underestimate the value of high speed building on jury charge selections.